Looking forward to talking about memories and our memories that are triggered by food, triggered by the kitchen table. I'll bet you have some. We all do. Our guest this hour, along with three of her sisters, compiled a book full of favorite foods that they remember from growing up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The book is called Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, and it's our special thank you gift during this hour as our winter pledge drive continues. Joining me for the first few minutes of the program is Wisconsin Public Radio's talk director, Cheryl Gasser. And Cheryl, you can set the table this hour.
Absolutely. For a pledge of $120 a year or more, $10 a month or more, we will be happy to send you our guest book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, Stirring Up the Past with Family Recipes and Stories. It will also come with a member benefit card, which gives you 2-for-1 entrees at over 230 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. So if you're a foodie, this is the hour for you. The number 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org.
Yeah, French salad dressing, carrot, pineapple, jello salad, clover leaf rolls for when company's coming. Baby boomers who grew up in the Midwest are no strangers to these and many other recipes featured in Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe. I know this certainly triggered a number of memories in me, especially grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't need a recipe book necessarily for a grilled cheese sandwich, but, you know.
Can't hurt.
Yeah. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge to support the programming and all of what you here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Any amount is appreciated and is greatly needed. If it's the $120 level or $10 a month, very happy to send you the member benefit card and the book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You can also do this online at WPR.org.
From politics to pickles, Joy, you cover it all. You do everything. Food, health, entertainment, movies, politics, of course, is a big part of the show. But we like to mix it up here in the mornings. And Joy, you do a wonderful job regardless of topic. You are as easily at home talking about the foods we eat as you are talking about the candidates we're going to be voting for. And that's just, it's a real pleasure to listen to you every morning. And I think, listeners, you agree. Let's hear your phone call right now at 800-383-9772. Make that decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio to support Joy and everything that she does for you here 15 hours a week. What is that worth to you? And you get so much more. You can also pledge online at WPR.org.
Yeah, I love talking about politics. I know listeners are very consumed and concerned about political issues and issues that are being debated in Congress or before the Supreme Court or going on across the ocean all over the world. And yes, those are very important issues, and we want to hear from all sides of those issues during this program. Some very serious, some very sad topics to talk about. But there is more to life than politics and war. And there are these issues that touch our lives every day, like food and like travel and like culture. It's great to be able to talk up with authors of books on these topics as well. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge to support all of what you hear every single day, not just on this program, but all over Wisconsin Public Radio. But if you are especially interested in these food memories, I guess, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, the level we're asking for is $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you the book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And your donation right now supports what you listen to every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. But this is the only hour that you can get this book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe. Enjoy one of the recipes in here that I'm curious to hear, and I think I'm going to try it out, is tomato soup cake. I've never heard about that.
I saw that one. I did see that one in the. I didn't write that one down. But,
I love tomato soup and I love cake. Yeah. And well, I guess I'll try them together. So what a wonderful book. Hundreds of recipes in this book. It's really quite a thick.
It is
volume.
It is. It is. I didn't even look how many pages, but certainly, boy, we're around almost 400. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
It's lots of great recipes. There, when you mentioned the tomato soup cake, I did see that one, and I had mentioned grilled cheese. That is probably my comfort mm-hmm. food dish of childhood is a simple a bowl of tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich, and I'll always remember that. And I'll always remember used to be made in just the big cast iron skillet that my mom had, the grilled mm-hmm. cheese sandwich. But we did get, and my guest talks about it in her book too, they had one too, one of these waffle makers that you would turn the waffle iron part of it around, and then you just have a flat
sure.
grill, and that when we got really modern, then mom would make the grilled cheese sandwich in one of these iron slash grilled cheese presses, and so that really stirred a lot of memories with me about making the grilled cheese sandwich on that whatever waffle iron. 1-800-642-1234. I just gave the call-in number, didn't I?
Well,
it just
people
came
can call in if they want to talk to your guest, but if they want to make a pledge, it's 800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Either way, pledging is so easy. It takes just a few minutes of your day. You tell us who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. And if you'd like the guest's book this hour for a pledge of $10 a month or more, we'll be happy to send you, if you want it, the book Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe.
I don't know if we mentioned, Cheryl, that we have a $6,000 goal this hour. Every hour has a monetary goal, the amount of contributions we need to raise from listeners to stay on track during this pledge drive. So we raise the eventually the one-third of our budget that comes from listener contributions. We did fall short in our last hour, so I hope we can even go beyond that $6,000 to make up for the shortfall in our first 6 o'clock hour. Right now, we're almost at $300 toward that, let's say, $8,000 goal.
We can do it with your call. The goal is made call by call, web pledge by web pledge. However you want to do it, the website, WPR.org, is safe and secure. And you can pick up the guest's book when you pledge on the web. You can also do it if you ask a volunteer when you call in at 800-383-9772. But the book is only available this hour until 8 o'clock this morning. So make your call now. Don't delay.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge because you value all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, the wide variety of guests, the wide variety of topics from politics to popular culture to food, and pledge because you understand that listener contributions help pay the way for the programming that you hear. This service would not be what it is without your help. Please help us now with your pledge of any amount, $100, $100 a month, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And that's what's nice about Wisconsin Public Radio. There are no set levels. It's completely up to you. You decide how much Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you and what's in your budget. And then you go to the phone and make the call now, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thanks to Travis in St. Croix Falls, who just called in a pledge recently. I'm pledging to ensure that we keep an unbiased news source, and Wisconsin Public Radio is excellent. Thank you, Travis. We will put your contribution to good use. Linda in Bangor, Wisconsin, okay. Wisconsin Public Radio is on when I go to work and when I go home. One of the perks of retiring in a year will be joining my husband and listening all day long. Well,
wow.
Good. All right, Linda, a perk of retirement. You can listen all day long. Glad to have you listening right now, though, in the morning. Larry in Wisconsin Rapids says he listens all day long as well. So I hope you do enjoy all of the discussions on politics and this hour on food, and I hope you go to the phone right now if you haven't yet made that commitment to become a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you haven't yet decided to invest in the future of Wisconsin Public Radio, Make that decision right now. Please go to the phone and pledge whatever amount is comfortable to you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And once again, for $10 a month or more, the $120 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will send you, if you'd like it, the book that we will be talking about this hour, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, Stirring Up the Past with Family Recipes and Stories.
1-800-383-9772. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You can pledge on the web. It's safe and secure. WPR.org. For the variety of programming, for the quality of programming, for the chance to get to call in and join in the conversation throughout the day here on Wisconsin Public Radio, make that pledge right now, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Before you go, Cheryl, I know you're not from Wisconsin, you're from Michigan, but besides a tomato soup cake, is there a food memory that you have or a comfort food?
The title, Sloppy Joe's, that's, I still to this day when I'm, you know, not sure what to make, it's quick, it's easy, it's comfort. Comfort food.
You make it with soy protein sloppy Joe?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a vegetarian sloppy Joe. They're still yummy.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Cheryl. Cheryl Gasser, she'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, February the 8th. Good to have you with us and hope you join in as we talk about our memories that are triggered by the kitchen table. I know on Friday nights in the Cardine household when I was growing up in Appleton, Wisconsin, some Friday nights anyway, my dad would be in charge of a fish fry. Sometimes perch, sometimes smelt, and homemade fries and tartar sauce. And you had to dip the fries in tartar sauce. My dad was a pretty good cook, and my mom would admit that he was a better cook than she was. We were thrilled when dad was in the kitchen. It usually meant a fun meal, a flavorful meal. His chili, that was another favorite. Not so thrilled when mom would make her healthy meals. We will talk about food memories, about comfort foods, about memories that food stirs up in all of us as we talk with our guest this hour for this segment of the program. We are very happy to have one of the co-authors of this book, Julie Sandvige Florence. She is the director of the Lebanon Public Library in Lebanon, Ohio. She's the co-author, along with her sisters, of Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, Stirring Up the Past with Family Recipes and Stories. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. This was just a wonderful book to read, and pardon the pun, it was a real treat. It did trigger a lot of memories in me. And you put this together originally as just a family project to save these family recipes and to share these with all of your family.
That's right. It was actually as a Christmas present for our parents. About that time, they were both in their late 70s, I guess, and I don't know about you, but it's difficult to think of things to give your parents. They don't want any more knickknacks. They don't need anything, and what more can you do for your parents at that age but to say thank you for putting food on the table and providing for you and giving you a happy childhood? So my sister Diane is the one who came up with the idea, and we differ a little bit on when it got started. I think it was in September. The others think it was October, so they're probably right. We shot those emails back and forth, and my sister Susan in Chicago was the one who kind of put it all together. She's a graphic artist, and she put it together in a little cookbook that we called Never Let Anyone Go Hungry in Your House. And I don't think, short of a grandchild, we could have given our parents anything more that they would have appreciated more than that.
Well, now you've given it to all of us, though, too. That's great. I mean, it's. Did you ever expect it would be something that we would be sharing with the entire state of Wisconsin and beyond on a pledge drive?
Not even after we got the contract. You know, we went into about four printings, you know, going to the local printer as more and more people in the family and friends wanted a copy. And pretty soon we started hearing, you know, you should get this published, or I passed it on to so-and-so, and they really like it, and they passed it on to so-and-so. And even after we sent it into the Wisconsin Historical Society Press, which was our only place we ever sent it, when we got the contract back in about 4 weeks, we were all a little surprised because it just seemed like our book was so personal. But everyone I talked to, just like you were saying, it seems to hit some chord in them and make them remember things they haven't thought of in a long time, and that makes us very happy.
Yeah, like I mentioned it a little earlier, the grilled cheese sandwich on that waffle iron, I hadn't thought about that in a very long time, but you wrote about it, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. We used to, after a while, that's how we made our grilled cheese sandwiches.
Well, it sounds like your family needs to write one of these books.
No, hardly.
Yeah.
I just gave the highlights. Grilled cheese sandwiches, fish fries, and chili, and that's about it. but actually, I take that back. We do have a lot of good food memories. Now, tell us, I laughed when I read your excerpt on Apple Betty. It was like, we don't know who Betty is, and we don't care, just make it. Yeah, who was Betty anyway?
I don't know. I think it's sort of one of those old Americana things, you know, they've got crumbles, and I forget all the different names for some of these fruit desserts. I think there's even one that's called a grump or something like that. So I think it's just an old American name, but my mother could make desserts like nobody else, and Wisconsin has so many wonderful small orchards, and I know that we would frequent one in Greenville, Wisconsin, pick up our apples, and then she'd bake us up either a pie or Apple Betty, and Apple Betty happened to be one of my favorites.
Isn't that something? That was another memory that your book triggered in me, was we used to always get apples by the bushel.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you didn't necessarily just pick up a few at the grocery store. You'd go to the orchard, and we went to Van Elsen's in Little Chute, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm from your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, and we just heard Cheryl Gasser say Sloppy Joes were her food growing up. Now she's turned vegetarian, and she still makes Sloppy Joes. Sloppy Joes were a big part of your growing up?
Well, it was something that would show up if we had a birthday party or friends over. A good dish if you're going to be busy with something. I know when our parents would have a sauerkraut making party, that was the Sloppy Joes were in a crock pot on the workbench in the garage, so people could just help themselves at any time. So, it's certainly not gourmet food, but it does bring back memories.
Yeah. Now, some of the memories of various foods I could probably live without today, like the Jell-O things, with the cottage cheese in them. Have you had one of those recently?
Oh, I hate them. I always hated them. But, not everything in this book, you mentioned this book would be for foodies. Okay, I'm just going to give a little caveat here. It's as much a memoir as it is a cookbook. Mm-hmm. And there are things in there, like the Jell-O salads, that probably we don't make all that much anymore. But it does bring back memories for you. One of the titles we came up with that we preferred was Yes, Jell-O is a Salad. And it got nixed by I think they were afraid we were going to get sued by the Jell-O people. So
yeah.
We skipped that.
Yeah, you said that your mom was the best at making desserts and such. You also just, she made her own bread, too.
She made her own bread, not always, but, we had a wonderful bakery in Oshkosh, La Fontaine's Bakery, and so we had that for every day, but if you saw the big silver bread bowl come out, you knew, ooh, so we were going to have some good bread here pretty soon. She had a lot of different, not really coffee cakes, but specialty breads like Hoska, things like that, that she would make at different holidays and sometimes even in between if the mood struck her.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your ethnic heritage. Did some of this come from your grandmother or what?
Well, actually, these recipes are not only what our parents made us, but what we ate at family gatherings. So, mm-hmm. what our different grandparents made. On my dad's side, the Sandwich side, that family, a lot of the background is English. Some of it would be what we would call Bohemian. Now it would be in the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little bit of both of those. And my mom's family, mostly kind of a German type thing. Some of it was so far Eastern Germany that, okay, my husband says it's Poland. I disagree. But so we had some of those ethnic foods that came up. My grandmother would make pans of liver sausage every year. My grandfather's birthday cake was an old, a very old-fashioned dessert called Blitz Tort. My grandmother, who was of English extraction on my dad's side, would bring suet pudding. That would be the great-grandmother, and suet pudding.
Suet pudding is one I could live without today, too.
Ditto. So, but, you know, like I said, this wasn't written as something that would be a handbook in your kitchen, but as memory.
Oh, as memory. And some of these oldies are still goodies. The tuna noodle casserole, that's always nice, you know?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Yeah, let's go. Victor in Milwaukee. Let's talk to Victor before we check news. Hi, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. Mine is kind of a black southern background, and I'll give you a quick history. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, is from northern Mississippi. They moved to Memphis, Tennessee. That's where my mother was born, and they moved here to Milwaukee. That's where I was born. Bring up two recipes which bring up interesting memories. One of them is fried pies, which are delicious because you can put apple or peaches in them.
Fried pies. Yeah, I've heard of them. I haven't had one, I don't think, though.
Try it. They're delicious. Now, they're not good for your cholesterol level, especially me working at the gym, but it's one of those indulgences I still enjoy. And I'm going to give you something I did not favor, which my mother and my grandmother loved. And I came for this day to see how they ate it. It's buttermilk and cornbread mixed together.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that? You mean they would? You just put the buttermilk, drink it with the cornbread?
Yes. No, they mixed together, and I said, "Oh, that was just too rich."
I laughed. And thank you very much, Victor. You had a story about buttermilk, Julie, in the book too. About was it Grandpa or that had the buttermilk?
Yeah, he would pour a glass. He had unusual taste. My Grandpa Nufke, if people in Oshkosh are listening, they'll know that he was quite a character. And he liked to pour himself a glass of buttermilk sometimes in the evening and drink it along with saltines that he would put a little strawberry jam on and then put Kipper Snacks on top. You know what Kipper Snacks are?
Yeah, they're like sardines.
That would be. And then Limburger cheese.
Oh, no. Let's think.
The stinkier, the better.
We have to think about this over the news, and then we'll continue. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday morning, February the 9th. Happy to report that so far during this hour, we have raised from you $1,550 toward a $8,000 goal. I upped the goal during this hour because we fell a little short in our 6 o'clock hour and because we have just a wonderful thank you gift for your pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the book we are talking about, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, Stirring Up the Past with Family Recipes and Stories. Lots of recipes here of some real classics that you'll remember, especially if you grew up in the 50s and 60s. Our guest is one of four sisters who grew up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who compiled this book of classics and maybe some not-so-classics, Jell-O salad, that sort of thing. We welcome your calls during this hour, but we also welcome your pledges of support to help us reach that fundraising goal this hour. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call with a pledge of any amount. Please pledge $120 a year or more if you would like the book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe. And remember that we also send you at that level automatically the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card, which if you like food, you will like this. It's good for 2-for-1 entrees at more than 238 restaurants all over Wisconsin, including some in Oshkosh, if I recall. We welcome your calls, your memories about foods, maybe your favorite comfort foods growing up, or maybe that dish that you didn't like so much growing up that you're glad has lost its way in history. 1-800-642-1234 is our call-in number, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Julie Sandvich Florence. She is the director of the Lebanon Public Library in Lebanon, Ohio. She's co-author of this book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, Stirring Up the Past with Family Recipes and Stories. They are also now, Julie and her sister, working on a collection of family memories called Oshkosh Stories. And I do think that this is a wonderful idea. It's something that just about anybody can do as a present to parents or grandparents. It's a wonderful idea.
I'd highly recommend that folks do it. It's not only good as a gift for your parents, but it's something you can pass down to the grandchildren. And it was kind of a bonding experience for all the siblings. You know, my sisters and I, we all live in different places and don't get to see each other very well or very often. And it was just a great way to kind of reconnect that way, too.
Oh, yeah. And you still have your sisters and mom still live in the Oshkosh area?
Well, I have two sisters and my mom who live in Winneconne, which is about 10 miles from Oshkosh. And my sister Susan lives in Chicago.
Yeah. Is there a particular food or memory that you want to share that was particularly strong with you?
Well, I'm going to have to pick. We all kind of submitted our own, so I'm going to choose one that I actually had put in the book. My grandma Sambich used to make these creamed potatoes that were just to die for. They were creamy, and the sauce was all glossy like no other cream sauce you ever saw, and lots of pepper. And so when I got out of college, I wrote her a note, and I said, you know, could you write down your recipe for those creamed potatoes, and I'd really like to know, you know, how you make them. Well, of course, she didn't have a real recipe, but she wrote back instructions to me, and I have the letter, and we reprinted it pretty much verbatim in the cookbook, and they're called creamed potatoes. You have to remember that my grandmothers both raised their children during the Great Depression, so thrift was a very important thing, just as it is now. And it takes leftover potatoes, a little butter, a little onion, a little milk, and a skillet, and you have the most delicious creamed potatoes you ever had.
And that brings up a good point that sometimes if you don't ask, some of these family recipes or dishes can be lost.
Well, that's exactly right. On the other side of the family, my mom's side, they had a housekeeper who was with them since the 30s. She stayed with my grandmother until she died in the mid-80s. She made baked beans that everybody raved about, Lucille's baked beans. And because she worked for the family, she kind of didn't really let my mom help in the kitchen much, except for dishes. And so those beans, even though we found a recipe pretty close, we think it's hers, we're not really sure. And I think there was just something about, you know, the way she mixed them up and, you know, who knows, all the different intricacies to a recipe sometime that make a difference. And, you know, we think about those baked beans a lot.
Yeah. Well, another thing that I share with your family, and I think a lot of people in Wisconsin probably do, the breakfast meal of cereal. That was the main, that's what we did a lot, isn't it?
Well, of course. You know, our generation, I don't know exactly when you grew up, but in the 50s and 60s, it was when kind of some of the old world, everything homemade traditions were kind of falling away, and the supermarkets and prepared foods were coming to bear. And I know cornflakes and things like that are a pretty old food, probably 100 years old, but I think that this whole idea of just, you know, a ready-made breakfast cereal and milk, it's a classic.
Yeah, it is. And the sugar cereals, your mom wasn't big on candies and a lot of sweets, but it didn't matter. You still got them every once in a while, didn't you?
Every once in a while. She always tried to keep us from, you know, getting too dependent on sweets and desserts and things, and Mom, it didn't work. We love them, and we're all chocoholics. So
yeah, Dad would make animal pancakes every once in a while.
Oh yeah, our dad was in charge of pancakes in the morning, but my parents had such a polite and considerate relationship that after he made about two or three pancakes, my mom would say, "Neil, sit down, and I'll make the next act." No, you sit down. It was kind of like I don't know, Chip and Dale. You know how pleasant little arguing, and then finally my dad would just make the whole batch. So, but yeah, he'd make them in the shapes of horses, and Mickey Mouse was probably the big favorite. So.
Yeah, let's take Vance in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
This has been a wonderful show. As I'm driving to work, I'm just bringing back memories of my childhood as far as cooking. And one of the things I thought of, now in Madison. I originally come from Chicago, but my maternal grandmother is from the Bayou of Louisiana, and my paternal grandmother is from Arkansas. So I had kind of that southern cooking thing at home in Chicago. And when I moved to Madison, my partner here is actually from outside of Green Bay, her family. Mm-hmm. So in trying to develop traditions in cooking and taking a part in her family's traditions, I've kind of tried to meld things. So I've taken up squash. I never ate squash. It just was not something that was a repertoire in my family. I cook a lot with squash here in Madison. But the other thing is debating on what desserts for what holidays. That's always been the kind of jockeying. And when it first started, I would bring dessert for Thanksgiving dinner, and I would bring a pumpkin pie and a pecan pie.
Uh-huh.
But we never made pumpkin pie when I grew up. I don't think I had pumpkin pie till I was an adult. And I think there is a difference. And there's always this debate of whether it tastes different or not. Now we're at the point where we do pumpkin, sweet potato, and pecan pie.
There we go. What would you have for Thanksgiving dessert before Vons?
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato and a pecan pie. And then my all-time favorite, which still for my birthday I get every once in a while, is a caramel cake. And a lot of people don't know what caramel cake is, and that just amazed me when I moved here.
Well, you know, I'm not a positive. I mean, I assume it's cake with caramel in it.
Right. Well, no, it's not in the cake. It's actually in the icing.
Oh, I see.
You make it's a sugar caramel that you make the icing on the stove. And I remember when I first moved here, I decided I was going to try to make one, going by memory mostly and different little tidbits of information. And the first two times I made it, the icing got hard on the stove. You have to ice the cake immediately.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have to use a candy thermometer, too.
No, didn't do that. But my mom never had one, so I didn't know anything about candy thermometers until I moved here.
Well, I think it is fascinating, really, to, you know, the differences just between Chicago and here, I suppose. But what about anything similar to a caramel cake or maybe another type of dessert in the book?
Actually, we do have a caramel frosting in our cookbook, and I'm just giving it a quick spin through here to get my hands right on it. Mm-hmm. And it tastes kind of like vanilla fudge. And this one you do put over the stove. It's got light brown sugar in it, granulated sugar, water, butter, and vanilla. I can't think of anything better to add to that. And you just heat it over in a saucepan over low heat. And you kind of let it sit just for a little bit, and then you beat it, and that's what gives it the texture so you can still put it on a cake. Yeah. But that's delicious. I know I lived in Albany, Georgia for a while, and there was a lady who put two kids through college just by making caramel cakes by hire.
Yeah.
so fabulous.
What's for dinner tonight, Julie?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, tonight it's Friday night, and if I was in Wisconsin, that would be an easy question to answer. It would be some delicious fish fry, preferably perch, with potato pancakes, applesauce. Lots of tartar sauce for the fries and some coleslaw.
You did the tartar sauce for the fries, too.
I still do.
Yeah.
In fact, I have to always, I live here, and I always have to ask for it separately, and they look at me, and I'll say, it's a kid thing.
Yeah.
and I also, when I think about the old fish fries, I think about the piece of rye bread that you never ate that they put the fish on top of soak up the grease. That always makes me laugh, Chester.
Yeah, I remember that too. Well, I want to thank you very much for helping us remember those foods of the past and foods that we have right now too. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Joy. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Julie Sadvich Florence is co-author with her sisters of Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, stirring up the past with family recipes and stories. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Happy to have you with us on this Friday, February the 8th. And coming up after 8, it's the Week in Review. I'll welcome in two guests from different perspectives to talk about the news of the week, probably concentrate a lot on the developments in the presidential race. Mitt Romney yesterday dropping out of the race, John McCain trying to appeal to conservatives, and the tight race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama following Super Tuesday. It's all headed for Wisconsin, and we'll talk about it during the Week in Review. Right now, though, welcoming in once again Cheryl Gasser, the Director of Talk Programming here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And Cheryl, we have raised so far from our generous listeners $1,910 toward an $8,000 goal. So a great start, but not there yet.
Not there yet, but we can get there with your support, with your web pledge at WPR.org or your phone call to 1-800-383-9772. Just 11 minutes left in the hour for you to pick up this book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, Stirring Up the Past with Family Recipes and Stories. And it is, Joy, as there's hundreds of recipes, and it's almost a 400-page book. Lots of great stories and wonderful recipes that really are making me hungry. There's a recipe for lemon and toffee crunch cake where you use a cake mix. You know, you buy at the store, and you add in all these other wonderful ingredients like lemon pudding and some pecans on top. Wonderful recipes like this throughout the book. Bringing back memories from your life in the Midwest. And if you didn't grow up in the Midwest, well, I feel sorry for you. But you know, you can
still relate to it. Yeah, there's still a lot of semi-homemade stuff there, but also some baking your own bread and other things. Though it's some of the recipes you'll want to try for dinner tonight, and others you'll just want to smile at, like the Jell-O salads with cottage cheese and pineapple. 1-800-383-9772. Don't want to insult you if you like those Jell-O salads. The 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Please make a contribution of any amount to support the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the most important source of financial support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and your pledge of $10 a month or more, the $120 a year or more pledge, we will be thrilled to send you, as a thank you, the book Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe. That's our thank you gift for this hour only, plus you'll get the member benefit card at that level of $120 a year or more.
And the member benefit card gives you 2-for-1 entrees at over 230 Wisconsin restaurants, 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, 2 nights for the price of 1 at many bed and breakfasts around the state. Our way of saying thank you to you for your support. And that's for a pledge of $10 or more a month. And we're looking for $8,000 this hour in support of Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy's show. For everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, make a pledge now. And Joy, let's talk a little bit about this wonderful, if you like food, if you like Cajun food, there is a special event coming up this summer, the afternoon of June 28th. It's going to be at Larry Mueller's house on Lake Monona. Joy will be there. Larry will be there. Gene Faraca. I'll be there. Some of Larry's regular guests will be there, like Scott Craven and Sandy Sawchuk. Cajun cook Tim Hall is going to be preparing a Louisiana-style feast to remember. And this is going to be a really wonderful afternoon. You can join us. You can join Joy and Larry and everybody else who will be there, Gene Faraca. If you donate $1,200 a year, that's $100 a month or more, you will be invited and be able to spend a wonderful afternoon with Wisconsin Public Radio, some great Cajun food
as
well.
It was just Fat Tuesday this past Tuesday. So yep. we had Fat Tuesday, we had Super Tuesday, we had Snowy Tuesday. It's been quite a week. I was hoping to get some Cajun food this week, in fact, and I'm looking forward to having it during when was that? It was on the 28th of June, June 28th at Larry's
Saturday.
House, and it'll be a lot of fun. We've done something at Larry's house for the past many years, and this time it's going to be the Cajun Cookout on Larry's Bayou on June the 28th. $100 a month, a $1,200 annual pledge. You'll not only be supporting the great programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio each day, you'll also be able to join this special event in June. And maybe this will get us in the mood a little bit. Yeah, that cheers you up, doesn't it? That cheers you up. And that's 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. To pledge any amount, $100 a month if you want to do this special event on June 28th, $120 a year, or $10 a month if you would like Apple, Betty, and Sloppy Joe, or any amount in between. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Make a pledge because you value everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. The wonderful talk programming, the live talk programming. It's live, it's local. You get a chance to take part. The great news from Wisconsin Public Radio reporters and NPR, the music, the entertainment on the weekends. We've just crossed the $2,000 mark. Thank you so much to the 18 members of Wisconsin Public Radio who's made a pledge this hour. How about you? We've got 5 minutes left in the hour and want to hear from you right now. Don't wait. The number 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Any pledge of any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is very much appreciated, whatever amount you can afford. But please do make the decision to become a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio so that your pledge can go to work and pay for the programming that you count on every single day, be it talk about politics or talk about food or news updates from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, or the wide array of entertainment programming that you can hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge makes it possible at 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. I do want to remind you, though, only five more minutes left in the hour, five more minutes for this special thank you gift that we have just this hour. That's the book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, with all these great comfort foods and recipes and family stories that I'm sure you will relate to, especially if you grew up in the Midwest. Lots of classics in there, recipes good and maybe funny. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Enjoy. I'm flipping through the book, looking at some of the wonderful recipes like crisp oatmeal icebox cookies, but then also this, I had a laugh, cold cuts and fresh fruit platter. Who couldn't remember like the turkey rolls,
that's right,
the salami rolls along with the watermelon? And it really does. It's really bringing back some wonderful memories. And, you know, I think this would be a great gift, too. If you know somebody who you want to bring back some memories for, make a pledge of $120 and pick up a copy of the book. Pledge $240 and get a copy for yourself and a copy for a friend or a family member. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just 3 minutes left to go in the hour to pick up this book for a pledge of $10 a month or more.
Thanks to Frances in Appleton, who called in a pledge this hour. She says Wisconsin Public Radio is always on in her car. It is the best programming available. Thank you, Frances, for listening in your car, and thank you for your pledge this morning. Now it's your turn. How much would you like to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You know, we were going gangbusters, Cheryl, until just about now. $2,200, a little over $2,200 raised toward that $8,000 goal, and only a couple of more minutes left in the hour. Won't you help us get as close to that goal as possible? Won't you support this program, help pay for this service? Pick up a copy of Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe for $10 a month or more, or come to the Cajun Cookout at Larry Mueller's house in June 28th for the $100 a month pledge. 1-800-383-9772.
And that $100 a month pledge for Larry's Cajun Cookout will get you two tickets. So you get to come, you can bring a spouse, a friend, a family member, and if you'd like just one ticket, of course, you can pledge at the $600 a year level. 1-800-383-9772. We can make that goal. We're far away. It's an $8,000 goal. We're just over $2,300. 2 minutes left in the hour. We can do it if the calls come in, the web pledges come in, but we need to hear from you now. Don't delay.
1-800-383-9772 or pledge online, WPR.org. Do it because a Wisconsin Public Radio feeds your mind, feeds your soul. Do it because you sometimes like us talking about foods, programs like food. The $10 a month pledge gets you Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, our thank you gift for you this hour for your pledge of $120 a year. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Keep those calls coming through the news. Let them know that you would like to pick up the book, Apple Betty and Sloppy Joe, for a pledge of $120 a year or more. Thank you if you've already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, but if not, make that call now, 800-383-9772.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have made that pledge or are a member of Wisconsin Public Radio already, please do become a member. 1-800-383-9772. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.